B-Pod Studios.
This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's time to rage.
Did you see Phil running away from the...
Oh, Jesus!
And react.
You don't think you could have beat off that shark?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Sanitarium.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yes.
Beat that shark off.
Yes, think you beat that shark off?
Look at you.
Shark
you
that size.
Hold on, Sharky. Phil? Do you roll the shark over on its back?
Yeah, that's how you stun him.
I bet you do.
First read and react of 2019.
All right.
Take a wetsuit off.
Orchids of the Ocean Day Spa.
This is here not the go. First one of the year. We did these in the playoffs.
Did we?
Read and reacts?
Yes.
League year.
Oh, yeah.
First one of the new league year, which actually doesn't start until next week.
But that's okay.
So we're doing a tampering period.
Read. You can drop donos.
React.
Nice. Antonio Brown had a sit-down
Wait, so wasn't here for that, for the drop donos week.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't know what that is either. No. Oh, I'll explain later.
Oh, good.
Oh, you guys missed a good one.
Okay.
Oh, we know what we're doing like for takeaway. We'll do that for a takeaway.
Dropping donos.
Antonio Brown sat down with Jeff Darlington of ESPN this week. In his first interview, since he requested a trade, here's Antonio Brown in the interview.
ESPN, Jeff Darlington.
I don't even have to play football if I don't want, bro. I don't even need the game. You know what I'm saying? I prove nothing to anyone. If they want to play, they're going to play by my rules. If not, I don't need to play.
Oh, really? You're going to play by your rules? All of a sudden, you're the commissioner. You're the head of the league. You're the head of the Players Association. He is the best receiver in the game. He's the best receiver in the game. I don't want anything to do with him.
I mean, he's pretty much looking for work right now because his own team doesn't want him anymore. I don't think this is the best way of going about that.
You want the game now? No, I don't. I mean, I want the game, but I don't need the game. It's a different.
What are you going to be, a shepherd? What are you going to do?
What are you going to be, a model with that blonde mustache now that you have, you weirdo?
You know what I'm saying? I don't need to play for no one. Like, I'm happy. You see this? It's paid off cash. I don't owe no one.
Blonde.
I'm a millionaire, bro. I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah.
Entrepreneur. He's a playmaker. Make a play. Entrepreneur.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Bro. I'm an entrepreneur.
What is he doing business-wise?
I don't have to prove no one anything.
Maybe he's like Ty Law. Maybe he has jump around trampoline parks.
Ty Law's an entrepreneur.
That's
he started
entrepreneur.
A business.
Right. Right.
It's doing
had
well.
A vision. Had a vision.
I heard they just merged with another big trampoline park.
Ty gets his phone out.
Expanding the chain pretty rapidly.
Shows
things
me
going
growth.
Well.
Shows me demand. Shows me how much money he's making every time I see Ty.
I heard Launch is doing very well.
He's doing extremely well.
You know what I mean? Like, I never quit and miss a game ever. I checked my record. They know my background. But that's what the NFL is an organization. Organizations can create narratives and lower your value based on your position. But you can't lower my value. I'm Antonio Brown. I come from somewhere. I stand for something. I showed you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If someone don't believe that, perfect, don't call me. Like, it's okay. Like,
right.
I'm perfectly fine walking away fully healthy or whatever.
Yeah. I think he's doing a tremendous job of lowering his value all by himself.
He could go play with, I don't know, who said they're in on him? Garoppolo? Yeah, get Jimmy's here. Bitch out there. See how that goes.
Who would want to put up with this guy?
You finally have a team where you have other people to offset your talent. You have backs. And you had a quarterback that drove you the football down the field that would keep plays alive and throw the ball 60 yards on a moonshot so you could go get it. And you guys had a chemistry and rhythm, and you blew it up.
He talked about his...
He shot his way out of Pittsburgh.
He talked about Ben Roethlisberger.
I would have liked for me and Ben to be cool. You know what I mean? I thought we was cool. But when I think... I've been in his house one time. He's been in my house one time. You know what I mean? We don't work out in the offseason. It's like, yo, if we really want to win, you think that's winning? That's not winning. That's not a winning culture. You know what I mean? If I'm going to do something within the team, we got to be on the same page. We got to, you know what I'm saying? We got to understand each other. We got to know what we set out to do. Mm-hmm. And if it's important to him and if it's important to me, if we, you know what I mean, collectively together, that's what we should have done.
Yeah, two to tango on that one. But there's something there. Roethlisberger isn't wanting to work
really
out with him.
Really seems like they don't.
Do you want to hang out with him if you didn't have to?
Probably not.
Do you
want to win?
No. Do you watch the second half of the Saints game when it's 4th and 15? Guess who Ben's going to? This guy. Guess who's tapping his toes? This guy. Guess who runs by coverage on an inside seam route to catch a touchdown? Back end zone. This guy. They have perfect chemistry together. What's he want more from?
Yeah. Did you see anything lacking between the
two?
You're
favored every year.
Never.
You're an MVP.
Didn't look that way.
MVP candidate every freaking year. They enable you in that offense.
I hope he goes away.
Go to somewhere where they run the ball and throw it 25 times a game. You'll be fun to play with.
I hope he quits. I hope he retires and walks away.
No, I hope he goes to a team that has a bad quarterback and they run the ball. And let him bitch. Go to Minnesota.
I prefer you just disappear.
Go to a team that has a...
All right, guys. I got to go.
All right, Gordon.
React. Goes to a team that has a bad quarterback who tries to throw him the ball, but can't quite put it there.
Yeah,
that'd be even more fun.
Larry Fitzgerald over the weekend, by the way, called him out and said he doesn't appreciate what he had.
Yeah, you never know how good is it, how you think it's always greener.
Larry Fitzgerald, who's played in Arizona all these years,
with
quite the litany of bad, terrible quarterbacks.
One of the teams that won him, apparently.
Think about that, though. So Le'Veon Bell walked away from almost $15 million this past year, and then the second-best player in the team shoots his way out of there. It's like
nice
awful
program
year.
You have there.
What are you doing, Hop Tomlin?
Nice team.
Okay, Nick Foles rumors flying. Hearing a lot about the Jaguars.
Cha-ching.
Here's the latest from Rap Sheet.
Nick Foles and the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's a lot of mutual interest there. I would not rule out the Miami Dolphins. I would not necessarily, though they've said it pretty strongly, rule out the New York Giants. Nick Foles is going to have significant interest, mainly because he is the only starting caliber quarterback available right now, a former Super Bowl MVP. But of course, the Denver Broncos closed things out a little bit. It's essentially cut off some of his market by trading for Joe Flacco. That does put the Jacksonville Jaguars in very, very good position for landing Foles. And if that does happen, certainly we're going to be keeping our eye on that next week. I would expect his salary to eclipse that of Case Keenum from last year, likely in the $20 million plus range.
Ooh, that's a lot of dough.
Cha-ching.
Nick Foles, I'm glad the Giants are going to have some interest. That makes me think they've got a brain somewhere in that organization.
Yeah. But they're not just going to roll with Eli again?
Yeah, that's good. That's smart.
Where do they pick?
Jacksonville. They got more issues than just a quarterback, but that's good if they feel good about their chances.
Who's closer?
Closer how?
Yeah, in terms of being like a real playoff contender.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville
right.
is.
Right.
Oh, hey.
What?
Jacksonville, Giants pick 6. Jags pick 7. What if Kyler Murray's there at 6?
Doesn't sound like he's going to be there, based on the fact that the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals is telling people that Kyler Murray to Arizona is a done deal.
That
was what was reported over the weekend. Quote, done deal.
Have you watched the defensive ends run? Have you watched these?
No,
these
I haven't.
Rushers?
That's what we have you for.
4-4, 4-4, 6. 6-6, 3-30.
We'll get to that.
Big man. Big bear.
I tore Tony apart 2 years ago in Houston.
React. And now they're friends.
Yeah.
Speaking of the combine.
Polly went over and helped him shovel out today.
During the NFL. Help him shovel
that
out.
Beast.
Go to Tanguay. Tanguay won't shovel anything out, I don't think. What was it that Tanguay used to hire someone to shovel out his
he
mailbox?
He hired somebody to come use his, to plow him, use it, to plow his driveway, to use his snowblower, and also shovel with his shovel.
Yeah.
Gary had all three things, but you have to do it.
Right. During the NFL Network coverage of the combine,
okay,
Steve Smith commented on Jason Witten's return to the Cowboys.
All right,
I don't know. Jason Witten came back. Steve, any thoughts?
Let's go. You want the truth about that, or you want me to let that go?
No, I want the truth.
No. About you, not Witten.
Oh, okay. No, I'm good.
That's what he meant.
Oh, okay. I thought Steve was telling me maybe there was a surprise coming our way.
Oh, no,
here.
There's not no surprise. I'm actually good on TV, so I'm just going to stay here.
Oh,
Burn. Got it.
I'm actually good
He's
on
right.
TV.
He's right.
So now, I'm going to stay here.
Is he saying that I'm good just being on TV, or is he saying I'm good as opposed to Witten, who is bad?
No, he's saying I'm good. I'm not coming back. And then he says I'm actually good on TV.
Let's listen to it one more time.
Okay. Steve was telling me maybe there was a surprise coming our way.
Oh, no,
here.
There's not no surprise. I'm actually good on TV, so I'm just going to stay here.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Witten's bad. I'm good.
All right. That's exactly what it was.
There
Smoke
it is.
Burn.
Wow.
I love
Great
this.
Work.
Love it.
Tony and I are now friends.
React. The other Steve Smith thing that I loved over the weekend was him yelling at a quarterback. Yelling at a quarterback during a drill to ease up. And throwing the ball so hard.
Got a kid from Buffalo.
Yeah.
6'7".
Yep. Told him to stop messing with guys' money.
Another meathead.
What is that drill called?
Oh, the catching
the shuttle, the 20, what do they call that? What is that? What do they call that thing?
Three cone drill?
No, where
no, the guy lines up on one line and he keeps turning and catching balls from different quarterbacks.
What is that?
Ring around the dirty posy.
I don't know what it is.
Well, during that, he went over in the middle of it and told the quarterback to ease up. Stop firing the ball at them.
That's how you get noticed, though.
Make it a catchable ball.
That's how you get noticed.
This drill isn't for you. It's for the receivers. Ease up, son.
You know, I threw 7 days.
Ease up.
7 days I threw at the combine. I got invited early because you had to do all the other drills prior to the quarterback.
Yeah, that's what was going on.
That's how you get noticed. Those kids get noticed. Yeah.
Well, Steve Smith rightly went over and told him to slow it down. Take a little something off it, would you?
Take some cheese off that jug arm.
Steve Smith doing big things at NFL Network. I enjoy him on TV.
He calls it like he sees it.
He sure does.
I love it.
He absolutely does. He's a very entertaining
Better
guy.
Than stumbling Witten.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bertrand 120. Thugger Mass coming up at 2 o'clock here on the Sports Hub. Hope you're all getting through the day. The sun come out. I see the sun peeking through those shades over there.
Yeah, it's out.
Yeah. How's it look out there?
Looks great.
I don't know if we got any melt today.
I didn't see any snowplow guys hit anything over here. Looks pretty good outside. Yeah. Nice job they did plowing here.
They took out Zoe's mailbox.
Yeah. Against.
Unbelievable. Get your act together.
They didn't come anywhere near my mailbox. Probably 10 feet away.
Well, that's why you had 5 feet of ice.
What do you even mean by that?
That they never got close to the edge of the road is what Jim's saying.
Oh, they just don't even.
I got to go home and shovel the 10 feet in between the driveway and the road. Yeah.
Mm. All right. To the combine, the quarterbacks. What'd you see, Zo?
Oh,
what'd you see this weekend?
Quarterbacks?
Hold up in your house watching combine coverage all weekend.
My biggest takeaway from the weekend is I think that Kyler Murray blew it, not throwing. I thought he could have really stood out because I didn't think anybody really, like, I came away from last year's combine thinking Baker Mayfield stole the show. And I say that in relation because he played in the same offense as Baker, about the same size as Baker, right?
He just elevated himself?
Elevated himself. Mm-hmm. You know, Darnold's there at 6'5", 6'6", Josh Allen. He's big, hunkering guys. He could throw it. And I thought Baker threw the best out of them. And he stood out to me, as did Kyle LaLetta. The two guys that stood out to me, Daniel Jones from Duke, a little more rigid, structural, quintessential 6'5", very mechanical guy, but throws a really good ball. Just, you know, Cutcliffe, protege, well-groomed, should be ready to go at the next level. I'm not saying step in, but I'd like to see him sit for a year, then play. And I've been talking about Will Greer. I mean, I saw him play in real time. I thought he handled himself well this weekend. And you know the whole Dana Holgorsen thing, too. Attached to Belichick, he's been up to camp. A little tie-in there at West Virginia. So our buddy, Phil Perry, did a little podcast. Sat down and asked Will Greer some questions. And just give it a quick listen. You tell me if he comes across as a cocky, smarmy Josh Rosen like he did last year, or do you tell me that this kid gets it?
Okay.
You had 5 interviews scheduled for later. Are the Patriots among that group? And have you met with them at all during the process?
I have met with them, but not tonight.
Okay. Would you envision yourself being a part of that? Obviously, they have a quarterback, right? So you wouldn't be asked to be the guy in 2019. But is that something, is that an opportunity you might relish being able to go in and learn from Brady, Belichick?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can really put into words the kind of opportunity. I mean, I honestly, me and Jake Spavitz, almost, see at West Virginia, watched a lot of Patriots film and built our offense off a lot of what they, obviously different terminology, but we would see stuff and be like, we're going to do that. Watch a lot. Tom Brady does all right, so we watched a lot of Tom Brady film. The opportunity to learn from a guy like that would obviously be, you know, priceless. We watched a lot of film on them. In 2017, we were very, you know, wide split oriented, which is kind of what Spav brought to the game and some of the other places he's been that's different. A lot of what we did was with the Patriots, we saw they were doing a lot of tighter split stuff, and they were getting guys, you know, they were getting free releases on guys and working isolations and different routes all the way across the field. You get a little bit more isolation when you bring guys tighter in. You don't always get pressed up in that look. So it's been interesting to kind of watch how they get guys open underneath. You know, a lot of guys in the Big 12 are in quarters or they're in kind of cloud coverage, deep coverage, and it's hard to get guys open underneath. So we watched a lot of their film and kind of picked, you know, different things that they were doing to get guys open underneath.
cloud coverage, deep quarters, tight isolation, how we get guys open underneath, study them. It's not like a guy's feeding you a load of crap, just telling you what we do. This is how we function on offense. Wow, we like what they did. We try to incorporate stuff that we do. I know it's not the same terminology, but I'm sitting here, I'm talking about cloud coverage, quarters, all that stuff with you. And it's just not, he's not trying to show off, talk over your head. This kid's just functioning. This is what we do. This is how we do it. Seems like he's, I don't know, head.
Look at how excited you get for Will Greer. He so loves this kid. He loves Will Greer.
Second, third round, top of the third round.
You know what else gets him excited?
Late second. What?
He's cocky, too. You want to hear the next clip?
Sure.
Yes. What's the next
clip?
I'm not totally sure where people have me or anything like that. I'm a very confident person. I feel that I'm the best quarterback in this draft. I would have felt that way if I came out last year. I'm very confident in my abilities, and I think it's not just about my tape, which is really good, and I think it's the best tape that there is, but it's also the, everything else that goes into playing quarterback that I take pride in.
Watch it. Plus, he fathered a kid through college, got married, and is raising the kid as he's going to school and playing quarterback.
And as Beto loves, had a PED suspension at the transfer from Florida to West Virginia.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Fresh. Well, I love this guy.
He was an SEC guy, yeah.
He played at Florida. He was at Florida first.
All right, let's get Will Greer in here.
You ain't cheating. You ain't trying, bro. I ain't okay. When in doubt, look about. It's better to cheat than to repeat.
He's a PED guy, yes. Too. Fountain of youth.
Just trying to,
better life through science.
Trying to get better.
All right.
Cut the corners.
All right, then.
What Edelman do? Get suspended for PEDs. Don't know what he took. He ends up being Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, him and Edelman will get along great.
Fresh as lettuce week 5. I like this kid. Zoe,
in on Greer. All right, so Will Greer is your guy. You're pretty much marking Will Greer as the guy.
Well, you ask about quarterbacks. Those two and another kid that stood out, but because of size, Haskins, kid from Iowa State. I watched him throw. I texted Breer after I watched him throw. I said, what's up with the moon balls? Are they telling him to try and see if he could touch the top of the Lucas Oil Dome?
Yeah.
Because there's too much arc on his throws. And that starts to filter in when you have so much talent on offense and you lay the ball. This is indicative of a Tim Tebow-type offense in Florida when you have guys stretching the field and Aaron Hernandez and Jackson just running by people.
What'd Bert say?
You're so open. Bert's like, whoa, you didn't, Bert's a big Haskins guy. And I'm like, Bert, he didn't throw great. I mean, the balls were high. A couple of them were underneath. You know, he seems real barrel-chested. I worry about a kid like that putting on weight.
All right.
Because he's coming out early. He's like 6'6", 245 to begin with. Don't go down the Jamarcus Russell route once you get the money.
All right, who stinks in the group?
Locke was good. Drew Locke from Missouri. Nobody stinks. I'm just telling you what stood out to me.
You texted us that one guy stood out to you as stinking.
Yeah, I gotta find that guy's name. Which one was it?
Finley.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, just non-memory. Because Jim and I watched film on Finley 2 years ago when he was at NC State, which he is still at NC State. He's just real cocky, real gawky. Like, deer on ice.
So Ryan Finley, you're
Ryan
out.
Ryan Finley, out.
Out on Ryan Finley.
Finley, no. Greer,
he stinks.
Greer Jones, yes.
Greer is the best.
Murray's not going to be there. Don't you have to
and
talk
Kyler
about
And Kyler Murray blew an opportunity to go and blow doors there this weekend.
I mean, he's probably
really
going to go top 5 anyway.
From the rest of the pack.
He might go top 5, but here's your problem. You already have Josh Rosen there that you picked in the top 10 last year.
Ooh.
Wow, come on in with that. So you have Josh Rosen sitting there. You got a quarterback already.
Yeah.
You're in a division where you got to play against Sue and Aaron Darnold. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You got Seattle. You got to play, and I'm talking about you got the defense that they're building out there in San Francisco. So you already have Chandler Jones. Why not get an edge guy that runs 4.6, 4.5 on the other side? They got 6'6" defensive ends in this draft, top heavy defensive and linebacker type draft. Kid from Michigan, Gary. He looks okay. Baldinger did it. Again, pumping Brian Baldinger here. He did a hell of a breakdown on him. Doesn't really stand out when you watch him play, but his measurables are great, and he ran really well, and he tested really well. You got this kid Lawrence from Clemson tapped out with a thigh injury. He ran 4.6, and he's 360 pounds. Like, you have some thumpers on a defensive end that I think that you could put a smoke screen up there saying, we want Kyler Murray. If you want him, you got to trade your whole draft to get up to get him because we're going defense. We're sliding back. We're taking defense. If I'm Arizona, I'm loading up on defense. Roll with the kid you picked. Because I don't think there's a market for Rosen. They like him, attach yourself to him. You're Steve Klein. You're the guy picked him. Make him work.
Just can't quit every time something doesn't work.
So
fire the coach. Fire this guy.
Looks like Kyler Murray to Arizona, and Rosen's going to get traded. But to where?
Today's rumor is a third-round pick for Rosen.
Third-round pick. Okay.
You got three of those, right?
I said last week there's no shot I would even spend a second-round pick on him. I wouldn't do it. I'm inclined to not do it at all with that particular player.
Something so smell right. The third-round pick is there. Will Greer's on the board, or you can trade it for Josh Rosen.
Oh, my God. You take Will Greer
take
in a second.
Take Will Greer.
Don't even think about it.
I would spend a second on Will Greer if he's there and at the end of the second round.
You could take one of those three straight up and trade up and get him late. Yeah.
Okay, so with all that happening, with these quarterbacks in the draft, mm-hmm. with the news of Nick Foles possibly landing in Jacksonville or Miami, you might have three available quarterbacks in the market. Josh Rosen, Blake Bortles, and Ryan Tannehill. And in the case of Tannehill and Bortles, they could be flat-out free agents. Cut and free agents.
Yeah.
Do you think the Patriots would ever take a look at either one of those two guys?
I think they would take a look at Bortles. They've worked out Bortles before.
And they liked Bortles when he was in the draft.
Bill has gone to Bortles to actually work him out and see him personally. Yes. I don't think they'd touch Tannehill.
Evan Lazar, who covers the Patriots, good follow on Twitter, at ELazar.
Ela.
CLNS Media. He wrote yesterday on Twitter, Bortles or Tannehill to the Patriots feels like a real possibility. I'm like, okay, all right. Tell me a bit more. He also had this tweet on the Rosen aspect. We'll cover all three quarterbacks. He says, if the asking price for Rosen is truly a third-round pick, you got to strongly consider that if you're the Patriots. He says, but a source told me last year the Pats were not crazy about Rosen. Was described to me as an attitude thing.
Smarmy.
More so than his play.
Used car salesman.
I forgot he was the guy that skipped his senior year of high school, too.
Yeah. Yep. Went into spring early to start throwing. I thought, again, as a freshman and sophomore, I thought he was better than he was a junior at UCLA.
Had that inflatable hot tub in his room as a freshman dorm.
Yep. Cocky prick. Dad's a doctor. Got all the money in the world. I didn't have to go. Remember, then he had, I don't even know why I'm here.
He was like the best tennis player in the country and just quit to play football.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then there's this. He tweeted out that first thing about Bortles or Tannehill. And then Travis Wingfield, who does a podcast and writes about the Dolphins, had Jeff Darlington on his podcast last summer, and he tweeted this back to Evan Lazar saying, when Jeff Darlington was on our podcast last summer, I used a soundbite as a promo. It was, quote, from Jeff Darlington a year ago. Let me put it to you this way. If Ryan Tannehill became available, Belichick would be all over that. What does Jeff Darlington know about Bill Belichick's interest in Ryan Tannehill? He obviously knows something.
I have no clue. I have no clue. And Jeff's close to the Dolphins down there. Cover the Dolphins.
He's tapped in down there.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
I heard they licked their chops to play Tannehill.
Tannehill or Bortles in a Patriots uniform as a project.
Does he have some kind of like Taysom Hill kind of project in mind? Because he played receiver in college. And does he have something like that in mind?
Probably the whole Edelman route.
No, I don't think so. But Bortles, to me, feels like it could be a real possibility.
Yeah, Bortles makes sense as a backup. Not a starter. Backup.
Project.
Yeah, project.
Project.
Not project. I mean, he's already making 19 mil.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Andy Isabella had himself a weekend, so you catch any of his stuff? You see him at all in all your combine watching?
Hey!
You see him out there at all?
I did.
You didn't notice him at all?
Didn't.
Well, he ran a 4.31.
That's moving.
In the 40, and he ran so fast he broke the damn laser. They had an incorrect time. They had to correct his time. They officially list him at 4.31. The coaches there with the hand timers all had him at 4.27. So there's a system, there's a database that NFL coaches share. He's in there at 4.27.
So you've seen the kid play. The kid can play.
Oh, he's terrific.
Who else covers his team? We should get somebody
terrific.
On.
Terrific.
Maybe he's seen games and his kid's playing. Cover him, get some questions out of
who?
Him.
Who?
Who? Keep calling.
Why? Who are you thinking of? No, there's a joke there. What are you thinking of?
Don't. Just keep going. So this kid can fly. He's a sprinter, though, right? Runs track?
He did in high school.
He did in high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Kick and fly. Mm. He's got great hands.
Huh?
Tough as nails.
He works out with Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's tough as nails.
Tough as nails.
Damn. Yep.
Typical Patriot, right?
Typical Late Patriot.
Round. Perfect. Won't happen.
And he had a visit with the team at the Senior Bowl.
That's nice.
Patriots had a visit with Andy Isabel at the Senior Bowl. So he killed it this weekend, man. He's terrific. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I don't think it's going to happen. I highly doubt he ends up here. But good for him. He had a great weekend. His draft stock is rising. What else did you want to get to?
Tight ends.
Yeah, go.
Okay, so TJ Hawkinson, the guy that I called T-Rex arms. So I got a lot of response on Twitter because I said, wow, after watching the tight ends work out, he is the most well-rounded tight end in the draft. And I say this because they went to the bag drill. And some of these guys, when they come out of their stance, they pop right up and everything's upright. This kid's low. He's got the long hair. His arms are shorter. You can tell. Like, he doesn't have his arms. He's not a knuckle dragger. I love knuckle draggers at the tight end position.
Mm-hmm.
I want guys' knuckles that they need Band-Aids on them because they bleed when they walk. Because I love that catch radius. But boy, when he got the bag drill in front, where you got to get up in the bag, keep the hips low, and watch the feet pump, boom, 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 move a guy back 10 yards. I'm like, wow.
You're backing up.
This kid gets it. This kid gets it. He's good. He won't be there because he'll be gone.
There's Zoe backing up, backtracking.
Last week, you didn't think so much of him.
I didn't like the arm size. But you watch a kid work out, he's the most well-rounded in the draft, I think.
Oh.
Which means I think he'll go top 20. And he's not going to be there when you pick. That's all. But I think a guy might be there, his teammate, in Noah Font.
Font. Is it Font or Fant?
It's Font.
Font.
No, it is Fant.
Font.
It's Fant. But you know Bob's going to say Font.
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 So a lot of beat writers have them Patriots picking him at 32. Hawkinson, that. Not Font.
Yeah, Hawkinson.
Fant.
Oh, Hawkinson won't be there.
No. He's too good.
I mean, if you're a top tight end, you're gone.
I don't know. It's interesting. Zoe changes his mind all of a sudden. A bunch of beat writers have him taking him. It seems like a little smokescreen.
No smokescreen. Just watch tape. That's how I picked Solder when Solder was coming out. I said, look at his hips on this guy. I saw tapes the scar working him out. You see the low hips. I'm like, geez, this kid's 6'8".
Feels like a smokescreen.
No smokescreen. I think that this Fant kid looks more of like the H-back type move guy. But you can see why they nicely complimented each other. They're coached well at Iowa. They really are. Good stuff there. Good stuff by Ferentz. What are you smiling at, Toots?
It was all about catch radius last week. He didn't have a big
now all of a sudden
radius.
He's got one.
No, but people on Twitter were sending me pictures of T-Rexes walking with extenders on their hands. So the little T-Rex you could get. You know, like when you go to the store, people in a wheelchair will use the extender gripper.
So T-Rexes had like actual apparatus that they would
apparatuses,
use?
Apparatuses, like the extender gripper with the little pinchers.
Are you allowed to use those in football?
Sure.
So 32 was short to you, right? I just looked up this Isabella kid. He's 5'8 with 29-inch arms.
Yeah, key thing, 5'8". I don't want my 5'8 tight end. Have an Oompa Loompa playing tight end out there. Just put a zero on him. Never know if he's down the stance or not. Is he down? Yeah. Oh, he's standing up.
Double zero.
Yeah.
For ooh. Oompa.
Oh, Manaudui and Oompa Loompa on the other side.
Ooh.
Bill's in Mendon. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I have a question. Why do you think the Patriots didn't look at Nick Foles as opposed to, you know, sloppy seconds, Tannehill or Bortles?
For a lot of reasons, the biggest one being that he's going to cost $20 million a year or more. You still have to rework the starting quarterback salary. And why would Nick Foles want to come to New England? He's going to be a free agent, getting cut. Why would he want to be a free agent? Why would he sign with a team that's got a quarterback? He's not going to start. That's why. Multitude of reasons why.
He's done. He would not
be an option here.
I wonder if that's going to come back to bite Philly at some point. Like, I know they like Wentz. It's to be upside. I get all that. Younger, blah, blah, blah. Foles has sort of always been the backup, had a shot, was backup for a while, and then, you know, he had a nice run there. Do they just look at that as really a nice run?
You won a Super Bowl with the dude.
I know. How do you just let him walk? Like, they didn't even attempt a franchise. Like, you know what? We're just going to let him in frenzy. Man, hey, Nick, good luck. Thanks. Thanks for the memories.
You could have traded Wentz and gotten a return.
Yeah.
You could have.
Is Nick Foles the reason he lost that game, or Alshon Jeffries let that go right through?
It's not Nick Foles' reason.
Right,
he's not the problem.
I felt like they were going to score there, and then we're going to be like, oh, my God, it's New England. It's New England and Philly all over again. Like, Jesus.
Stanley and Taunton with the final call of the day on this show. Hey, go ahead, Stanley.
Yeah, you guys doing today?
Oh, good. Snow day. How you doing?
Not bad. I wanted to talk about the Celtics.
Sure, go ahead.
And I wanted to say that, I mean, there's so many, like, variables going on with the fact that this team is underperforming this year. I wanted to say was that I think Brad Stevens is not the coach that I thought he was going to be, but, I mean, he comes with the territory of hiring a college basketball coach. And I think the Celtics should, like, start to reach out to former veterans to at least, you know, be some type of coach like Tyronn Lue when he was behind, like, Doc Rivers and whoever the assistant coach was at the time. I think it was Tom Thibodeau, I think, at the time, or someone like that. Someone that I know that we all know that could, like, rally these guys and make them come to Jealous Union, because – Al Horford, I thought he was going to do it, because since the fact that he's been in the league for a while, I mean, the guy's really soft-spoken.
We're going to leave it at that, and that is you need to get a veteran NBA
Ty Lue
type
in here.
Of coach.
Ty Lue instead of Ty Lue.
No. It's not what he said.
Oh.
He said it's someone else on the staff. Adding someone else on the staff who has got NBA, you know, sort of – I don't know.
Well, they have a clapper. I see it. There's one guy.
Some presents.
Can we stop calling him a college coach?
There's one guy that does the clapping. Like when they come off the court, regardless of how mad they're getting smoked. Fist bump, clap, tap your ass, I'll tap mine.
You don't have to,
stop. He must be the
listen, you can
coach.
Reference it right now, Hardy, because I think the question is now that he's got some real significant NBA egos that he's got on this roster, namely Kyrie Irving, how's he handling it? How's he handling the situation and all the fallout of that?
Right. But... And
I think enough, that's a legitimate question.
Enough with him as a college coach. He's had 5 years, 6 years in the league to get
you.
Used to egos and having to deal with NBA players.
Not quite on this level, though.
Okay, but other coaches have to figure it out, too. Other coaches of other teams don't have superstars. They don't have top 10 players.
Listen, the guy's
on
not
team.
Saying get rid of Brad Stevens. He's saying you got to add someone to the staff. That's all he's saying. He didn't say fire Brad Stevens. He didn't say anything that crazy. So just add an assistant that might be able to grab some people's attention. Someone to be the bad guy. Someone to be the bad guy.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends losing weight, take their advice. Get your free consultation, any of the five Awaken 180 locations.
All right, before we get to the takeaways from today, I want to get to this. This story just dropped. The Ringer's Kevin O'Connor has this on Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving has become disengaged and detached from the team. Now, this is not, you know, local sports radio a-holes like us.
Well, we create
it
for ratings. We do it for ratings.
This is a national NBA reporter.
Right.
Kevin O'Connor writes, these days, Irving plays lackadaisical defense and unfocused offense. Sources around the team told me that Irving's persona has changed too. He's become disengaged and detached from those around the team. There is talk that Irving's friendships on the team start and end with Jason Tatum, with whom he shares an agent.
Oh.
Two sources peg Irving's change in demeanor to early February, around the time he was asked about the possibility of joining the New York Knicks next season. That's when Irving infamously said he'd make the best decision for his family and that he didn't know anybody crap. This induced panic among Boston fans. After all, it was a much different tune than the one Irving was singing in October when he told a gathering of Celtics season ticket holders that he intended to re-sign with the team. Multiple sources say that same commitment was expressed to his teammates at the time. And now, the sources say he's become disengaged and detached. That from Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. So, that's the latest on the Kyrie Irving front.
He wasn't detached at the All-Star game, and that's where he did coach Jason Tatum.
He was very engaged.
He's very engaged.
He's very attached.
Very
attached and engaged.
He's loving his time there.
He loved it there.
Why don't we start
Kyrie
with...
is a hoe.
Yeah, let's start at the very very beginning of the show today. You guys really giving it to Fred Tucker today.
We didn't know, but Fred showed up at 7:40 for work today.
So 7:20 says 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
Split the difference, 7:30.
Okay. You're like one of the heads on Morning Drive. You got to stop bitching about the two-car garage because you're compensated well.
I didn't say it wasn't compensated well.
You guys are all out of your mind. Oh, everyone's
you're
so smart and I'm so dumb.
Got garage.
I'm not poor. I'm very well compensated. Believe me. I'm rich.
Then buy a snowblower.
I have a snowblower.
So why didn't you use it to get your car out?
Are you telling me that you can snowplow 5 feet of ice? Are you telling me that?
Stay
out. Oh, you are such a liar. You are such a liar.
What, the ice from the plow on your street?
Yes.
Yeah, I did it this morning.
Oh, you're a liar.
The plow came down my street and I did my
driveway. Where on your street are you?
Where on my street?
Like in terms of where they're making the turn. I'm right on the turn. So all that snow accumulates at the foot of my driveway.
So there is a wall of snow at the end of your driveway, almost as tall as you are.
5 feet.
That's a big wall.
I don't know. You just got to chip away at it, pal.
Yeah, I tried to, you dummy.
You got
to
figure it out. Nah, everybody else figures it out.
I was in a car at 6:40 this morning. I did all I could.
What time's your show start?
6:30.
Because I would leave that part of the testimony out of the trial later.
That'd be like me getting in a car 10:40.
You know what was amazing?
The best part about this.
Don't bring that up at the deposition. He kept saying, a jury would acquit me. No, I don't think so. Guilty as charged. Didn't do enough to make it to work on time on a day where everybody else did. Literally, everybody has made it in on time or early.
Rich didn't
Our
see
intern made it here from
the,
Newport.
Today.
Rich was not happy.
Our
Rich,
intern came in from Newport, Rhode Island.
I know.
Fred King did it from Newton. Shaughnessy said, it's one of the easiest days ever getting it from
Newton. I know. Shaughnessy lives in Newton.
Zoe today describing a nail procedure on this show, which this keeps coming up.
Drill.
That's my wife's nail.
Boom,
there it comes
like
out.
That. But if you do it, the hole small enough with a pin, like our trainer had a hot pin and he would do it. The thin string of what would squirt out would hit the ceiling from a big toe.
Yep.
If you did it correctly.
That's it.
See, Hardy's head, that's a big hole. So, boom, it oozes out. But if you keep the hole small, that sucker would squirt.
Well.
I can't. What are you doing?
Gross.
What's the
pressure behind the size of the hole?
I
understand it squirts longer and higher.
So you guys were not here for the dropping donos?
What is that?
Donut?
So while you guys were away, Gordon Hayward was on Twitch playing video games.
His wife
came in and he said, do I have time for one more? And she goes, no. And then she said, how pathetic is my life sitting here watching you playing video games? It was great.
Agreed.
But then there was this guy who hosts like the broadcast on Twitch and he's very famous. We've learned all about him now. He makes tons of money, millions of dollars being like a Twitch host where you get donations to do the job. And that's what dropping donos is. You missed all of this.
Thank you for the $100 donation. It's Miller time. Who needs a sub to chat when you can drop donos?
We got time for one more?
No, you don't have time.
All right, guys, I gotta go.
All right, Gordon.
I appreciate
you playing. Yeah, appreciate
you. Come back and play again.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
Hey, for sure, man. It was a pleasure.
All right, guys, I'll see you.
All right, see you, man.
Hey, guys, I have to go hang out with the wife now. Have to go hang out.
You missed the end. You missed it. Jim will pull.
Shut up!
Shut up. What? You listen for the wife, what she says to him at the end. It's great. It's great.
So there are people giving their hard earned money,
donuts,
or money from their parents.
Yeah.
To give to the guy who hosts video game, not even competitions.
Well, yeah, it's head-to-head matches, but he's sort of the host and the guy.
What the hell
is
wrong with this world?
The broadcast.
Who needs a sub to chat when you can drop donos?
Drop donos. Jones and I had a field day, but listen to Robin Hayward.
All right, guys, I'll see you.
All right, see you, man.
How pathetic is my life?
I'm sitting here watching you play video games. How pathetic is my life?
Three kids?
Three
kids.
Three. No, you don't have time for another game.
You didn't have time for the game that you played. Yeah.
So he's got time to do that when yesterday it doesn't even look like he's on the court. It really didn't.
Yeah,
I can't believe how bad he is.
I would be detached from that if I was Kyrie.
Yeah, I'd be detached from that too. The wife's even saying how pathetic it is.
I'm sure we won't hear about this story at all on Felger and Maz this afternoon. They're on the way.
They've been on it.
They got here on time.
6 points. Hayward, 6.
Locked in, ready to go. They're up next. Talk to you tomorrow at 10. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.